I'm Pastor Kerry Willis, and I welcome you to this broadcast of Front Porch Talks.
And I'm Grayson Willis. We're so glad that you've joined us today. We pray that today's program of Front Porch Talks will be a half hour of hope for your life.
And we are in the season of hope, Grayson. Christmas. Christmas season is upon us. We are in the advent of Christmas. And what that means is we are in the anticipation of Christmas. We are anticipating the good news that the angels heralded to the shepherds on those Bethlehem hillsides. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which is for all the people. For born to you this day in the city of David is a Savior, Christ the Lord. This is certainly a season to be embraced. I know that the Christmas season for some can be a very difficult time of the year. If you have relationships that are strained, certainly they're more burdensome during the Christmas season. Also, maybe you have sickness or financial challenges. And I believe, yes, Christmas, the season, can bring extra pressure in those areas. But I believe with all my heart that we would not want to live a life where Christmas did not come back every 12 months. Once a year, we get to remember that God gave His Son and that we have been remembered in our sinful condition that we were in. We have been remembered and we have a Redeemer. And He was born as a child, the Son of God, born in a manger, born to be our Savior, to save us from sin, death, hell, and the devil. And that's what Christmas is. So regardless of whatever pressures we may have relationally or financially or maybe even physically, I believe that Christmas is an essential part of our lives. And I personally would not want to live in a world where Christmas had vanished. I want to be in a world where Christmas is celebrated. Now, I've had my own seasons. I remember in the year of 2013, my dad was sick, and he pretty much missed Christmas because he wasn't able to be alert. He pretty much was under sedation, and he just found out that he had a cancer diagnosis. And then in 2014, my dad had passed away. November previous to Christmas 2014, my dad went to be with the Lord. And so I can understand that when relationships are strained or you have this sense of heaviness at Christmas time. But I'm here to testify that even during those two hard Christmases I had, Christmas somehow brought healing to my life that I couldn't put my finger on, but I could not deny. And so I pray that today, regardless of whether you're having just a joyous, wonderful Christmas season, or whether it's a little more of a job for you, it's a little harder, it's a little bit of a burden to move into the Christmas season, I pray that by the end of this broadcast, that 30 minutes of hope will have been delivered to your life, your heart, mind, soul, and strength. With that in mind, I've written down some blessings that I want to pass your way during this Christmas season. Maybe they're more like prayers, but either way, these three ideas that I want to share today, I want them to come true in your life, and I want them to be your reality this Christmas. And so I'm going to begin by just sharing the three blessings or the three prayers, and then Grayson and I will take a little time to make commentary on each of the three. The first prayer that I have for your life is that you will have a joyful Christmas. I really want you to experience joy. The second idea is that you would have a peaceful Christmas, that peace would come to you that you have never known, a peace so wonderful that you just know it's a gift. And the third idea is I pray that you will have a hopeful Christmas. There'll be reason for you to hope this Christmas season. So Grayson, as we go back to the first prayer or blessing, that we would have a joyful Christmas, what are some ideas that come to your mind when I speak those words, I pray you will have a joyful Christmas?
Well, time spent with family and friends and just maybe having a joyful season, a season of gratitude, giving thanks to God for sending His only Son, Jesus, to be born on this earth, and just giving thanks and just taking joy in this time of year, just being not just happy, but just being thankful for everything that God has done for us.
That's good, Grayson. And that certainly would add to joy if we would have that kind of a season. I want to pray a longer version of that prayer, that people would have a joyful Christmas. Let me give it to you in these words. My prayer is that you will have a joyful Christmas, a Christmas rooted in the inner serenity that deep faith provides. Strong enough to survive the disappointments and sorrows life delivers to our doorstep, and exuberant enough to celebrate life's happiest times. May the birthday of Christ touch you with deep joy. In the name of the boy who was born in Bethlehem, Jesus, I pray. And so we do pray that you would have a joyful Christmas. A second prayer, Grayson, was that we would have a peaceful Christmas. When you think about the idea of peace during this season of the year, what thoughts come first to your mind?
Well, maybe just a time to relax, to take some time away from our everyday tasks, and just to focus on family and focus on spending time with God and growing close in our relationship with God, and also in relationships with family, and just having a time that's not hectic and chaotic, but a time of peace and a time of relaxation and maybe renewal, so to speak.
That's good. And I hope and pray for that for you and for me and for everyone else who's a part of the broadcast today. And I have a little deeper, longer prayer along those lines. Let me pray it. I pray that you will have a peaceful Christmas, the peace the world so clearly is unable to give itself, the peace that broken hearts long for, the peace that is ours to share with one another in forgiveness, in kindness, and in love. May the birthday of Jesus Christ sow seeds of peace in your heart, and may your heart prove to be good soil that will bring forth a harvest of holiness because of the seeds of peace that have been sown in your heart because Jesus was born. Finally, Grayson, we have this idea of having a hopeful Christmas. So when I pray this idea that you would have a hopeful Christmas, what ideas come into your thinking?
Well, when you were talking about having a hopeful Christmas, some of the thoughts that come into my mind is having hope for the future and having that hope because of Jesus. So knowing that we find our hope in Him and just being reminded of that during this season of the year, this season of Christmas, when we celebrate the birth of Jesus. So it should give us hope, knowing that we can trust in Him for the future, even though we don't know what the future holds. Almost like a new year type of feeling when we're starting new beginnings or have hope for what's ahead.
So good, Grayson, so good. And we're praying these prayers. We've prayed the prayer for joy, we've prayed the prayer for peace, and now we're praying the prayer for hope. And let me pray a little longer version of this prayer. I pray that you will have a hopeful Christmas. So much in the world around us encroaches on our capacity to hope. A spirit abroad that seems intent on draining the beauty and poetry from our lives, while our ever-burgeoning knowledge robs us of awe and reverence before the mystery of life, of love, and of God. We pray that the birthday of Jesus Christ will renew hope in your life, in your heart, in your mind, and in your soul. We pray that you would have true anticipation that is designed to come along with this season of Advent. Hope that Jesus came to meet all of your needs according to His own riches. And also a hope that will give you a forecast of faith on the horizon ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. And so we spent a little time today talking about joy, peace, and hope. And Christmas embodies those three ideas. In fact, were it not for the birth of the Son of God in Bethlehem, there would be no real joy. There would be no real peace. And certainly there would be no real hope. And so I hope that these words that we have shared, these blessings, these prayers that have been prayed, will cause you to celebrate a little more this year than you might have if you hadn't heard this broadcast today. What are you saying, Pastor Kerry? Well, what I'm saying is, what if we just upped our celebration just a little this year because we realize that Christmas brought to this planet joy, peace, and hope. And without the birth of Christ, without Christmas, we would not be able to experience these realities. And I believe for me personally, that's enough to allow me to put an extra ornament on the tree or to make an extra effort to serve someone in my life. We even have been ringing the bell at the kettle for the Salvation Army. I don't know what you might do or who you might be during this season to sort of raise your level of celebration because you can know joy, peace, and hope as a result of this sacred season we remember as Christmas. I pray that God will give you creativity, that you will know how to give of yourself this Christmas because God gave of himself to you through his Son who was born to be your Savior and mine. I pray that this year God will know we're not taking Christmas for granted. In other words, we are not taking joy, his joy, peace, his peace, hope, his hope, for granted during this season especially. We want to make sure that we turn our frowns into smiles. Doesn't mean that our lives are going real easily. Maybe it's the exact opposite. But I still believe whatever place we find ourselves in during this season, we can be glad because of the joy, the peace, and the hope that comes our way because Jesus came some 2,000 years ago. A few weeks ago, we had a group in our church, Southern Grace. And Southern Grace, two or three of the members attend our local church, Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. And I called them in July and asked them if they would do a Christmas concert for us the Sunday between Thanksgiving and Advent week one. And we had that celebration on that Sunday. And Southern Grace has a Christmas album. And I want you to hear it because it is so beautiful. So I'm going to ask Grayson with our remaining time today to turn this joy and peace and hope into true celebration in song. You know, music is so important in our lives, but never more important than during the Christmas season. So now we're going to leave you with some beautiful sounds from Southern Grace. And we believe by the end of the program, today's simple broadcast of Front Porch Talks will profoundly give hope to your life. Merry Christmas.
Coming up, Southern Grace will be singing Come On Ring Those Bells, as well as Shenandoah Valley Christmas. Here is Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so
there were shepherds lying out in the field nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were so afraid. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause you great joy. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace and goodwill towards men."
Silent night, holy night, Son of God, lost pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, sleep in heavenly
Everybody wants to take a holiday. Everybody wants to take a rest. Spending time together with the family, sharing lots of joy and happiness. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, let everybody say, Jesus will remember this your birthday. Celebrations come because of something new. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem, the greatest celebration of them all. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is a King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, let everybody say, Jesus will remember this your birthday. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is a King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, let everybody say, Jesus will remember this your birthday. Jesus will remember this your birthday. For me,
and then I get a wandering urge to see. Maybe California, maybe Tinseltown's for me. There's a parade there, we'd have it made there. Bring home a tan for New Year's Eve. Sure sounds exciting, awfully inviting. Still I think I'm gonna keep another Shenandoah Valley Christmas. Is the only Christmas for me, where the love circles around us like the gifts around our tree. Well, they say in L.A. it's a warm holiday, it's the only place to be. A Shenandoah Valley Christmas is the only Christmas for me. A Shenandoah Valley Christmas is the only Christmas for me.
Southern Grace and Shenandoah Valley Christmas. Well, we have time for two more songs today. We'll finish off with White Christmas. The title of this next song is The Gift.
He was born in Bethlehem, they say. Was a star to light the path where he lay. Rich or poor, they came from far and near, 'cause all they heard, the reason he was here. He was the Son God sent to one and all, but on this earth to hang there on that cross, born to die so we might live. He had the birthday, we got the gift. They wrapped him up with gentle hands. God hoped the world understand. Eternal life we shall receive, and all we ask in return is that we just believe. He was the Son God sent to one and all, put on this earth to hang there on that cross, born to die so we might live. He had the birthday, we got the gift. There's no way in this world we could repay the miracle he gave us on that day. He was the Son God sent to one and all, put on this earth to hang there on that cross, born to die so we might live. He had the birthday, we got the gift. Born to die so we might live. He had the birthday,
got the gift.
Today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks is sponsored by Sunshine Ministries.